This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, Kay Delaney broadcasting from the Sunshine State, totally thrilled to be on the road speaking and taking you with me and having a chance to experience life again outside of the bubble that I think all of us have been living in. And I'm starting to see a lot of what I call real joy come back to people's faces as I have talked to so many who have traveled from lots and lots of different areas from all parts of the country to be at the event that I'm at. A very small, social distanced, and somewhat vaccinated group. In fact, most of the people have been vaccinated, but not all of the people, and wearing masks when they have to and whatnot. So very exciting to see it. Very, very, very exciting to see it. Oscar celebrated its big night. There were some big winners, and there was, once again, a much different kind of sort of subdued celebration, but nevertheless celebrating for the fact that people like to escape to movies. We did a cheap movie review at one point in the show. We'll try to bring it back again because I know a lot of you want to know, hey, what's worth watching? What's worth spending if I have a couple of bucks on? And we'll do that again. No matter what film took home the best picture on Sunday night, it will be the lowest grossing in Oscar history. So it's so interesting that that is what's being discussed because people didn't go to the movies. So Nomadland won a big prize for best director, female director, and I know there'll be conversation about that. That's for sure, and hey, that's terrific, but it's interesting because the box office is not what the box office was because people was going to the movies. That was a place, people went to restaurants more than they went to movies. So Chloe Zhao made history with the big director win, Chinese-born director, first woman of color to win best director, and only the second woman to win the award, by the way. So that's pretty interesting. That's pretty interesting, too. And they, like I said, did a much more subdued version, I suppose, of the Oscars. I guess that's the best way to put it. But having them nonetheless. And so having them happen, making it happen. Now, something that would make you sit on the edge of your seat, there's the guy that is also on late nights who makes buku bucks because he talks about spaceships. I actually know somebody who works with Nori, and they say good things about him. He's probably having a heyday with this story, the fact that the U.S. Sun is saying that SpaceX Starship had a near miss with a UFO, and the astronauts were told to prepare for a crash. Well, that's kind of frightening to hear that, isn't it? But SpaceX did reveal that they were going to the International Space Station after a successful launch in Florida, and of course all eyes always on that, and the four crew members were notified they could soon collide with an unknown object. Well, that's got to be comforting, huh? The NASA SpaceX team was informed of a possible, they call it, conjunction by the U.S. Space Command. The object was definitely classified as unknown. The possibility of the conjunction came so close to the closest approach time that there wasn't time to compute and execute a debris avoidance maneuver with any kind of confidence. So the SpaceX team elected to have the crew don their pressure suits out of an abundance of caution. Can you imagine that? I mean, you're an astronaut, you're brave, you get it. Hey, things can happen. There's no definites. You have this privileged seat in a way, and you've earned it, because I think most of them have earned it. And then you get the horrible news that Oh, yeah, we don't know what that unidentified object is. Godspeed, everyone. Yikes. I mean, it came really, really close. So no time to figure out what to do. That is frightening, my friends. That is very, very frightening. The COVID vaccines and the distribution of the vaccines. I think we're getting closer to that so-called herd immunity. I don't have a crystal ball that says we're there yet, but the number of people who've gotten at least one dose of the vaccine, 52.4%. Give yourself a hand if you're one of those people. That's of the eligible population, 16 and older, 140 million, 42.2% of the total population. Bravo. Let's get this sucker out of our lives. We are weary. We are worried. We are tired. I'm going to speak for everyone. We are tired of this, of living in this situation. So that's why for me to get on that plane, it was liberating to be on the plane, to have conversations with strangers again, while we're still being cautious of with what we're, you know, where we are and what we're doing. The pandemic has changed our lives. It's changed family life. It's changed working life. It's scared the bejesus out of so many of us. And, you know, anybody taking life for granted now, boy, look in the mirror, because this is definitely not the time to take it for granted. Wow. I mean, just crazy. And I think the buzz in the land, I say that all the time, I'm fond of saying it, what is the buzz we're talking about, is the fact that we're, those of us that are alive, that we're getting through this, that we're seeing family, and that we really appreciate family. For me to be sitting outside, I have one sibling, my brother Patrick, and to be sitting with him and my nephew in the Sunshine State on a decent night and feeling like we're safe, we can breathe, we can watch the idiots on skateboards smash into things. I'm kidding. We can have a conversation. We can be together, and it is, wow, it's the best gift ever. It's the best gift I've gotten in over a year. It's not about money and possessions and everything else in between, for me anyway, and maybe for many of you. It's about family. It's about friends. It's about human connection. It's so isolating to be in the situation that we've been living under. Now, for people who are vaccinated, the European Commission is saying, come on over, that anybody who thought they weren't able to travel to England or Ireland or a myriad of other places, think again. Traffic is going to open up again where you can travel to those countries where you might have had plans for and sadly had to change them because of COVID-19. So the good news is the announcements by the European Commission saying if people are fully vaccinated that they can come on in, and that's a big predictor of what many in Europe also think, which I think is very, very, very good news. All right, a little bit of odds and ends coming up on the flip side. Stay with us, everybody.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Shake it up here on the show. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. It is odds and ends, so some crazy things are happening. My nightmare would be to be on a roller coaster. I just want you to think about this a second. Be on a roller coaster and have it break down 200 feet up in the air. How often did my nephew point to me when my brother would say, "Hey, who do you want to go on the scary rides with you?" And Kate, I rode on so many crazy, crazy roller coasters. I could just see the two of us stuck on that sucker. And it's called the Big One roller coaster at Blackpool Pleasure Beach, and it broke down on Friday. So if you're an adrenaline junkie, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I saw the people walking down off of, I mean, it's actually not funny. I saw the people walking down off of the roller coaster, and I can't even imagine that. I can't imagine you're at this iconic roller coaster, it's stuck, and the way you have to get down is you've got to walk down, you got to just do it, right? That's the way to get off. And I guess I'd do it, right? The park staff had to scale the roller coaster before guiding nervous people to safety by walking them down. Oh, I don't know that I'm brave, I guess. I don't know if that's brave. What I get, I think it's brave that the people walked down. But I can't imagine wanting to get back on a roller coaster. Can you imagine wanting to get back on a roller coaster? I mean, that would be agonizing. Traveling to the top, you're anticipating getting that, you know, boom, dropping down, but then you don't drop down. Whew. I'm just saying, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. All right, this is Odds and Ends. So like I said, we're going to kind of jump around. Not that we never do that on this show, right? I saw the picture that it was on Drudge, and it was on a couple of other places, of the craziest thing. And it's going to open in London next week. The world's first floating sky pool. It has It's got a glass bottom and views from 115 feet above the streets of London. Again, another adrenaline flow. It's two blocks of these flats, and so you get uninterrupted views from the 10th floor. But you're 100, I'm going to say again, you're 115 feet in the air in a pool.
Ooh.
I mean, it just makes me nervous thinking about it. This pool was shipped from the States. It was shipped from Colorado. It's connected to each building using technology that allows it to move as the buildings settle. Oh, nice. As well as adapt for wind sway. So if you live by there, there's a rooftop bar, there's a spa, there's all those other things. But it, you're in the pool. I mean, you're floating in this pool between the two buildings. And I'm just going to say it again. Just like walking down on off of the roller coaster. A little freaky, people. Just a little freaky. I don't know. Maybe I would do it. Maybe I would. Maybe I would go, but I don't think it would be something that I would. I don't think it would be something that I would do consistently. All right, I got to throw this in. You know, I used to sign on every once in a while, and I'd say the divided states of America, the divided states of America. And I hate saying that. I love this country. I've been to a lot of other places. I have friends that live all over the world. I feel grateful that we have authors on from all over the planet, great places, great people, great stories, because I think every one of you listening has a story. I do, whether you've written a book or not. But I look at this, these polls that they're taking on how divided we are, and of course they're doing polls for Joe Biden 100 days into his administration, and what do people think, and do they approve, and is his ratings higher than the last president or the president before that, or his handling of the pandemic? And it just feels to me that there's more divide than ever. 36% of Americans say the country is headed in the right direction. 36%. Pay attention to the numbers. Up from 21% who said that in January. 56% believe the nation is on the wrong track. 56%. Now, that goes all the way back to George W. Bush's second term as president. Of at least a majority of Americans holding the view in the poll, despite whatever high marks they might give Biden. That is just an insane high number. And one in five Americans are resistant or hesitant about getting a COVID-19 vaccine. That a majority believe the nation is still on the wrong track, and that 80% still think the country is mostly divided, despite Joe Biden's promise to be a more unifying president, is sad. When are we going to get it? When are we going to read the memo that we're all in this together? I hate that phrase, though. We're all in this together. Can't we be somewhere in the middle? Can't we not like the opinion of somebody but yet listen to it? I don't understand. I mean, I do and I don't, you know? So that new poll, by the way, was an NBC News poll. And what I just said was a little bit of a taste of what that poll was about. And especially when talking about being more, I guess, divided than ever. Very not surprising. Very not surprising. Because of, you know, things that I've seen. California. I have friends, good friends that live in California. I lived in California. It was so expensive when I lived in California. Wasn't that long ago? So more people are leaving the Golden State because they can't afford the taxes. As the U.S. Census Bureau is preparing to release its first batch of population data next week, California is actually getting ready for the first time to lose one of its, to lose one of its 53 congressional seats. The data will probably show that California's population grew 6.5% over the last decade, slightly below the national average. The state has reported a net loss of nearly 500,000 people in the last 2 years alone. So, figure that one out.
I mean, you know, again, we know why, but just crazy, crazy, crazy. All right, robots do this, robots do that, robots could deliver our pizzas. Yeah, yeah, we know all that. Well, how about this? An Air Force base is deploying a pack of robot dogs to enhance security. The U.S. Air Force has been flying the fleet of drones for many years, and now a base in Florida is testing a different sort of drone, but four-legged instead of wings. And Tyndall Air Force Base got a shipment of robo dogs, they call them, which are officially known by the typical military term quad-legged unmanned ground vehicles. Ooh, that's a hard thing to say, isn't it? But security forces programmers say the dogs are mobile sensor platforms, and they can increase situational awareness for the human security staff that actually operate them. They can patrol the areas of the base while defenders can continue to patrol and monitor other critical areas of an installation. So actually saving time and saving manpower. The robot dogs have 14 sensors that give them a 360-degree view and can navigate on pretty difficult terrain, whatever might be thrown their way, by crouching to lower their center of gravity and also stepping high to climb over obstacles. So that makes them pretty well suited for service at that Air Force base, which is having a long-term reconstruction project. And I guess that's the good news, is that it's highly mobile. And with the amount of construction, it helps with the security presence because of what it can cut through. So I guess that's a good thing. I mean, it's they're testing it. I said I was broadcasting from Florida, and I have been all week long. People in Florida are talking about real estate. They're talking about their property. They're talking about things they're outraged about. They're talking about things that they feel good about living in Florida. But Florida's property insurance market is in big trouble because of losses, rising premiums, threats that the state's booming real estate market, what's happening there, long-term homeowners are getting socked with double-digit rate increases or notices that their policies aren't going to be renewed. Out-of-state homebuyers who have flocked to Florida during the pandemic are experiencing sticker shock. Insurers that are swimming in red ink are cutting back coverage in certain geographical areas.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Americans who are vaccinated against COVID will soon be able to travel to Europe, according to a top EU official. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told the New York Times Sunday that lifting restrictions will depend on conditions in the United States, but expects those who are vaccinated to be able to travel to the continent this summer. She did not, however, lay out a timeline to reopen travel. Non-essential travel to the EU has been banned since the beginning of the pandemic last March. White House Senior Advisor for COVID Response Andy Slavitt tells CNN that news shows that the rest of the world is watching the success of the U.S.'s vaccination program.
They're looking at the U.S. They're looking at the success of our vaccination program. They're looking at the reduction in disease. And while they know we're not done yet, they're saying those Americans are safe to come to our country without risk of spreading COVID-19. Think about that. That's incredible. Just a few months ago, we were the nation in the world that was one of the most cut off from travel.
This is USA Radio News. Democrats have pushed to do away with the filibuster in the U.S. Senate in an attempt to push legislation through the body with just a simple majority, which they hold with the vice president's tie-breaking vote. But one Democratic senator has been against eliminating the filibuster and has drawn the ire of his own party. Responding to accusations from some in the Democratic Party, Senator Joe Manchin says he's not a roadblock to the White House's agenda. The West Virginia Democrat tells CNN's State of the Union that he's simply insisting on good governance.
We won't give this system a chance to work. I am not going to be part of blowing up this Senate of ours, or basically this democracy of ours, or the republic that we have. If we have a 51-vote threshold in the Senate, the same as the House wasn't designed to be partisan. The House was designed to be hot as a firecracker. We were designed to cool off. And that's the Founding Fathers. It was a brilliant, brilliant strategy they looked at. So why can't we try to make this work?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Conversation off the air with our next guest, who is going to talk about something I think is so vital, and it's made me more aware of the way that I'm breathing, and I think this will help you too. I mean, everyone listening can do this. So joining us now in our virtual green room is Rasheem Northington, and he's written a book called The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. Rasheem, thanks so much for coming on.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
So you have an interesting background in this. Before you wrote this, tell us a little bit about what drove you in this direction, because of all the Chinese medicine you're familiar with, all the things that you've done in your background that led you to realize the importance of the diaphragm and what you actually learned from Kung Fu.
I'm sorry.
So tell us about your background. That's all right. Tell us about your background and how it led you to writing this book. One of them was, of course, Kung Fu and what you learned through Kung Fu. So tell us about that.
Okay, yes. I trained in Kung Fu, Taoist Tai Chi Kung, for many years since I was about early teens, mid-teens, I would say. And it involved a lot of breathing type of exercises. And breathing was stressed to be the key to having power in this art. So the stronger your breath was, the more power you can obtain. That was the main focus of the training, and everything was heavily based on breathing and the breath. And that contributed to me later on about the nature of the diaphragm involvement with the breath. Understanding the breath. Go ahead.
Because I think, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I think that so many of us take shallow breaths. So you learn not to do that, right?
Right. In Qigong breathing, you are encouraged to take deep breaths, belly breaths, full breaths. a full conscious breath every breath you take in the training. And that's the key to developing power, the deepness of the breath.
Yeah. And, you know, when we look at the diaphragm, the importance of it, of a skeletal muscle, it's the only right skeletal muscle controlled by involuntary unconscious or voluntary conscious nervous system, right? So the, so it's really an interesting thing to talk about.
Correct, because the diaphragm is a skeletal muscle, which is supposed to be, like all other skeletal muscles are, a voluntarily controlled muscle. It's heavily controlled involuntarily, which is unique amongst all the other skeletal muscles in the body.
Yeah.
I'm
listening.
Now, that indicates how significant, important the function of the diaphragm is, the fact that even though we have voluntary control, the body actually dominates the control over our voluntary control in most cases.
Yeah, so when we look at this, why did you write the book? Because you realized how important it was with all the things that we've just said?
Oh, yes. I think the last thing my Kung Fu teacher told me before he passed away was, do 300 breaths a day, kid. His exact words. And that stuck with me because I didn't truly understand what that meant. So I kept thinking about it. And I went back to the Kung Fu training and exercise that required breath in order to help achieve power from that exercise. I began to realize that I wasn't as good as I used to be when I was younger, and I struggled to breathe to maintain those sort of those postural exercises. And I noticed in order for me to be better at it, my diaphragm had to work harder at it. And then it started to make me realize, and also the breath to get stronger, so does the diaphragm must get stronger, because the diaphragm is what controls the flow of the breath. And as the diaphragm gets stronger, so the breath can be deeper from a stronger or more full contraction of the diaphragm that can really only be done voluntarily.
Wow, so fascinating. And in the book you talk, you go deep into this. You tell us things to do, things to be aware of, all of that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And you and I, when we talked off the air, what led you to say, okay, I should write this book because I see how important is that, you know, kid, take 300 breaths a day. What really drove you to saying, I think I need to tell people more about this?
Because I think at the same time, after my teaching about breathing, it was never taught or explained in relation to the diaphragm's function specifically. I mean, it's mentioned that, oh, the diaphragm is a breathing muscle, but then it says breathe, and the diaphragm itself is not really included in that category. So what I started to attain is that if we look at breathing from the scope of the diaphragm's involvement, I think the understanding of breathing becomes a little easier, and it starts to make more sense that if breath can't happen without the diaphragm, in order for us to gauge how strong a breath is, should be gauged by the strength of your diaphragm. And then I think that quantifies everything. It makes everything understandable of why I can only breathe but so much, because that's the limit that my diaphragm has on it. And if I increase the limitations on my diaphragm, then I can increase the limits on my deep breathing or deep breath. And I think if everybody understands it from that regard, things would be more easily attainable due to a greater understanding of how breathing works, and that the breath is really specifically controlled by the function of the diaphragm. And breath cannot happen without that function.
Yes, so true. And we're speaking with Rasheem Northington. The name of the book is called The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. I love the title, The Muscle Source of Life, because it is something I wasn't aware of until we had that conversation. I was, but I wasn't thinking about it. And I think that's what it is. We're kind of sleepwalking when it comes to breathing. Do you think so?
I think so as well. But the thing that's even more significant about the diaphragm's function, even though it's necessary for breathing, because the diaphragm is designed the way it is, upon breathing, it also does a whole lot more for the body than just breathing. Because breathing is not just the only thing we need for health and well-being. We also need a good circulation system. Not only does the diaphragm play a role in accessing oxygen and influencing the breath, it also is the key muscle to also stimulate healthy circulation in addition to oxygenating the body, which is also unlike any other muscle in the body because other muscles can have longer rest periods. The diaphragm does not have that luxury. The diaphragm must keep engaging. Therefore, it keeps giving us the potential and option to continuously circulate the blood, independent of the other muscles in the body, which are very beneficial once they're engaged. But most of our lifestyle is sedentary. So in those sedentary sessions, like as in this whole conversation, the diaphragm becomes the major muscle source, in this case, for life and for circulation. That's very significant as well, not just for breathing, but blood return back to the heart, which gives the heart blood to pump back out to the rest of the body full of oxygen.
Yeah,
all in the diaphragm.
Yeah, the continuous flow of air, that oxygen that you're talking about, and how critical of a component it is for the production of energy in the body, obviously, and to continuously have that flow of air, which is completely necessary, and is again what we're talking about. And how much better is your life improved? Which I think I'm answering my own question when you breathe correctly.
Oh. Well, they do say that abundant breath, abundant life.
Yeah.
Well, that's a saying I'm aware of. So the deeper you breathe, the more power you attain, the more you can in some way control your surroundings and help control your emotions. If you control your emotions, control your reactions to certain situations, you could also influence your own outcomes. So those are definitely beneficial things. And if you think words are powerful, along with deep breathing and powerful breathing and positive words, it could fruition just the way you want it to.
You know, and I'm thinking of you, Rasheen, that I know that you teach and you tutor a lot of subjects, math and science. So if I was in your class, would you make us take a deep breath, the real breath? I think that would be interesting.
I definitely would like to. The only thing is, you know, it'd just be suggestive, but, you know, people would still want to do what they want to do. But I definitely would also always mention and talk to them and just let them know that you have this voluntary option to take a full breath. Don't wait until you have to use it. Use it now so that you can prevent everything that happens to you so then it becomes a situation that you must now. Just do it for the sake of doing it, and then it won't seem like it's a job, and it won't seem like it's a stress or strain to get it done when you can't, when you need to.
Yeah.
So that's the way I try to, you know, inform people of, you know, be aware of that, utilize it. There's a reason for that, and it just makes you feel better. And if you look on articles online, you can see that they explain how deep breathing always makes you feel better for whatever reason. It slows the heart rate down, it slows this down, it calms the nerve. Influences the parasympathetic nervous system, all those calming, resting, digesting, recovery type of systems in the body. So we don't have to wait until anything drastic happens. We could always be trying to maintain that state all day long as we can remember and consciously be aware of that.
Yeah. Yep. 300 breaths a day. I love it. And the name of the book, The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. Rasheen Northington, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. Definitely appreciate it.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits of some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This time around on Author's Corner, we go to England for a conversation with Helen Connor. She's written a novel called Conspiracy of Doves. And this is the background of how this book came about is so interesting. I had an off-air conversation with Helen about it, and we're going to bring that into play here in this conversation. So, Helen, first of all, thanks for coming on.
It's my pleasure.
What was it that led you to writing this book?
I read a book called The Art of Memory. Well, first of all, I read a book called Little Big by John Crowley, which mentioned The Art of Memory, and it was dedicated to Dame Frances Yates. So I found Dame Frances Yates' book, The Art of Memory, and read that. And it mentioned Giordano Bruno as someone who had a fantastic memory, but who was killed because he admitted using the SARS as a memory place. I think he was Asperger-ish because he couldn't lie to save his life, literally. And he confessed to his confessor that he'd been using the stars as his memory place. And in those days, people believed that God used the stars as his memory place, which is where astrology comes from. So he was asked point blank, did you use the stars as a memory place? And he said yes, and he was burned at the stake for that. So I wanted to rescue him.
Wow, and so you did really in this novel. How it's so interesting that it came from that, and I didn't know that about stars and using them as a memory place. And now everybody listening knows that as well. Wherever you live, look up into the stars, and you'll know this little story from Helen. Tell us about Conspiracy of Doves. Tell us what the story's about.
It's about the mixed race daughter of King Henry VIII and how she lands up in London. And she's taken prisoner by a man who does her no harm. But basically, she bears a very close resemblance to the Queen Elizabeth because they're actually half-sisters. And I'm not sure if it comes out in the book, but there was a belief that Giordano Bruno was also King Henry VIII's half-son, so Queen Elizabeth's half-brother. And there's a thing called genetic attraction, where if you meet someone that you're brother and sister with, without having grown up with them, you have a really powerful attraction to them. Which didn't happen to me and my brothers, who we had that situation with.
Wow, genetic attraction. So with it, in the book, it has to be intriguing as to who knows and who doesn't know about what's happened with these children, right?
Yeah.
And then what they go through. I mean, that has to be part of the plot.
Yes.
Wow. So interesting. Once you put this together and you took the characters on their journey, what was that like? Did it kind of flow out of you?
Yes, it was the easiest book I've ever written. I've written 3 books so far, and it was definitely the easiest. It was just pure wish fulfillment.
And what do you hope people take away from reading Conspiracy of Doves?
I would hope that they take away the fact that they can improve their own memory. And all knowledge is memory. So if you're studying or if you decide to study, if you want to learn a language, in expanding your own memory space is one way to do it.
Have you had a lot of luck in expanding your memory space?
Yes. I read a book called How to Have a Superpower Memory by Harry Lorraine. And it basically gives you hundreds of memory spaces. So you can literally record 100 new French words a month, which, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. 100 a month. There's something to that. That's for sure. You said you've written 3 books, and this book, by the way, you can pick up on Amazon, Conspiracy of Doves. We're speaking with Helen Connor. And were the other 2 books of different kinds of books than this book, I would imagine?
Yes. A Brightness in the Dark is a fancy alternate world novel about vampires. And part of the team is actually based in Joss Whedon's universe, the Firefly universe. So I guess I should write and ask him permission for that.
Once you write a book, there's so many people listening that think they have a book in them, and people say that. But once you write one and then you've written 3, what does that feel like?
It just feels wonderful. There's nothing like writing, getting your head out of paper, even writing a journal. It really helps to remind you of what there is to be grateful for in your life. And gratitude leads to happiness, and happiness leads to success.
Well said. That is the perfect place to end this. It leads to success, so get out of your head. And you certainly did in such a great way. The book is wonderful, and it takes you away. Conspiracy of Doves, Helen Connor, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
Wow, so think about that genetic attraction, and there's been so much that, and we thank Helen Connor for that, for her book is pretty interesting, but genetic attraction is so interesting, as she knows, sisters attracted to their brothers, and the first thing that you think of is you try to understand the nature of the feelings and why brotherly love turns romantic or passionate, or there's just an attraction, because you have this deep, strong feeling, and if you did not grow up together, you have no idea, right? And there really is such a thing as it. There is such a thing as that genetic attraction, and what happens when somebody feels that connection, and what, you know, and what that is like, and they are
they're feeling something and they don't realize the sibling connection, especially with the adoption scenario, having no idea that they're in any way, you know, related. It's like the thing in England and other, and actually other areas where they talk about attraction between cousins. That's more common, actually, than the attraction between siblings or even step siblings, because they live far away from each other and don't meet as regularly and aren't, you know, they're not, there's not the desensitiveness of that. And we know that just in the case of cousins, often it culminates into marriage. We know that going back to England, the Brits and the monarchy, et cetera, or serious relationships. And there are states that allow marriage between cousins even. So it's so fascinating, like Alabama, Hawaii. I didn't even realize this until, you know, listening to Helen Connor and her book and having that interview with her, in New Jersey, New Mexico, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Vermont, Virginia. And again, this is that genetic attraction, but it's between cousins. So it's a little bit different, and examining those questions about family relationships and what happens and the possible reasons between the thing between two people, that connection that they know they have, understanding the feelings and why it turns into something else. And so the fact that she dove into that theme, I think it's so interesting in her book, and it's one that you really, there has been some literature in the past written about it, and there have been novels or tales weaved in that direction, but not that many, you know, not that many. So even though, like I said, the monarchy, they're rife with that, it's something that hasn't been actually delved into too much. So pretty, you know, pretty fascinating. I hope wherever you are, as I am broadcasting live from Florida, you are safe and sound. And whether you're in the UK, Australia, or in South America, that wherever you find yourself, you and yours are, again, safe and sound. And you can curl up with a good book like Helen's, or another good book, that's for sure. You can find her book, by the way, on Amazon.com, as we always talk about here on the show. And you can also send me your thoughts about the show, about the interview, etc. And you can do that in thoughts on, you know, the genetic attraction. I know that people have had discussions about that. You can send me all of that to Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Once again, thanks for listening to the show. Make it count, everybody.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to KateDelaneyRadio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to KateDelaneyRadio.com, click on books, and special offer today.